This is Blaze, and welcome to 111 Questions. Did you lose yourself? How did you lose yourself? You're looking on finding yourself. No, but seriously, in this crazy world, it does happen. We lose ourselves. There are certain seasons in our life where we do lose ourselves. And we don't realize we're not purposely losing ourselves. We get caught up. We get busy. Sometimes it can be a loved one, a spouse, a family member, or a close friend that we are trying to help. And it drains us. And this person, or maybe these people, require so much of our time and so much of our resources, so much of our help, that in this process of just operating in love, right, care, support, we lose ourselves. We realize, whoa, it's been weeks. It's been maybe months, maybe years. I haven't taken care of myself. I haven't taken the time to pause and work on me. I've lost sight of my goals, for my goals have now become helping them through their depression, helping them through their financial struggles, helping them through their loneliness, depression, whatever it is. So we lose ourselves. But I've heard this quote and similar quotes. For we cannot empower people if we lose our power. How can we help people? How can we truly help people if our cup is empty? If we're operating on a half full or even half empty mindset. Our cup needs to be overflowing, and it's through our cup overflowing that we're able to empower others. But we get caught up helping others to the point where they drain us. We are drained, and we're using our drained energy. And life, sometimes it will have seasons that potentially can drain you, which is why you need to continually fill your cup. What are you doing to fill your cup? So this is a call to action in two ways. The call to action is, what are you doing to fill your cup? What exactly fills your cup? Is it going to church? Is it podcasts? Is it reading books? Is it spending time in nature? Is it spending alone time? Is it singing? Is it meditation? Is it music? Is it doing a certain hobby, a certain passion of yours that brings you joy? What fills your cup? How do you refill your cup? And once you've thought about those things that fill your cup, practice those things. Begin to incorporate those things back into your life, for you have to fill your cup. You cannot operate at zero. You can't operate at 50% and be the true power that you are. You can't. So how can you fill your cup? How can you refill your cup? And the second thing is, have you lost yourself in this process? Have you lost yourself trying to help, trying to support, trying to be the best spouse you can be, trying to be the best friend you can be, the best daughter, the best son, the best parent that you can be, and you've lost yourself? And there's a time where you have to stop, and it hurts. But you have to stop. Not saying you have to cut that person off. I'm not saying that. But you have to set up boundaries. You have to be clear in your boundaries. And at first, it will be tough. It may be difficult. It may be painful. And they may not understand because they're so used to you overextending yourself. Woo, I'm speaking to some people. But all you're doing by overextending yourself is damaging yourself. You're losing yourself. So set up those boundaries so that your cup can overflow again. Set up those boundaries so that you may be able to empower them again at some point through your overflow. Not through what you have left at the bottom of the cup. No, no, no. We're not doing that. Those are my calls to action. Find ways to fill your cup, to refill your cup, and set up boundaries so that it enables you to refill your cup. That is operating in love. That is operating in self-love. And self-love is not being selfish. No, no, no. Operating in self-love is truly loving yourself so that you exude love, so that you're surrounded by love internally. Hence, being able to lovingly support others. For operating drained, operating half full or half empty gives you a perception of life, of overwhelm, of confusion, and ends up damaging you physically, mentally, spiritually. No more. No more. Seriously. Set up those boundaries if that person or those people are draining you. And find those ways to refill your cup, and you will see your life shift. You will see it dramatically shift. Walking in your power, and of course, walking in your purpose. Bless.
We all know we need our business on social media platforms, and at Starchild Social, through research and planning, we create converting posts and stories that attract your ideal client, taking that weight off your shoulders, enabling you to focus on achieving your goals for your business. Check us out for a free consultation at www.starchildsocial.com. Starchild Social, holding your hand through this ever-changing world of social media.